back, and we are back with our weekly Africa report. And this week, we are looking at U.S. to remove Sudan from state sponsor of terrorism, curfew imposed in Lagos, Nigeria, as protests continue over police brutality. And then we end with campaigning starts for 10th Ivory Coast presidential vote. And joining us online for comment is political lecturer at Chrisma University in Zambia, Dr. Charles Moyo. You can also get him at www.afrodemocracyjournal.com. Dr. Moyo, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Ibrahim.
Now let's look at Sudan. In fact, the Sudanese government is celebrating after Donald Trump tweeted that they will be removed from the state sponsors of terrorism. But in essence, this is looks like a deal. In fact, because Sudan still has to pay $335 million to U.S. victims, and then sanctions will be lifted.
Yes, it looks like a deal, and I think it's a deal that is worth it because, you know, being on that terrorism list has been a major drawback for Sudan, especially in terms of economic development. You know, it's a move that dented the national image of Sudan, which in turn curtailed foreign direct investment, trade and tourism. So by virtue of being on that list, it also meant that Sudan was not eligible for international, you know, financial support, especially from the IMF and World Bank. So this is a positive move. And I think this amount of money that they have to pay to the victims of those 1998 U.S. embassy bombings in Kenya and Tanzania is worth it. It's a deal that is worth it.
Now, the timing also is very suspicious because we just have about 2 weeks before the U.S. go to the polls. And in terms of Trump boosting his morale as well as his popularity with foreign policy, this appears to be a boost for his election because we have seen a lot of things happening on the African continent.
Yes, certainly it's a boost. You know, Trump likes politicking. So to him, you know, it means excelling in his foreign policy towards Africa, because this has been a thorny issue for many years. So he's now presenting it as if he has, provided a sustainable solution to this problem. So it's a plus to him, but also a plus to the people of Sudan. You know, who are going to enjoy the fruits, you know, of a country that does not have these, these charges of terrorism hanging, around. So it's a win-win situation.
And the prosecutor at the International Criminal Court, in fact, yesterday she issued a statement. She says al-Bashir must now be tried for atrocities in South Sudan during the Darfur War.
Yes, you know, there's this skepticism, that is coming up against the ICC. So I think him being tried in the South Sudan is far much better than being tried, you know, at the ICC, considering the negative, you know, connotations and perceptions against the ICC in recent years. So I think it's a feasible, development.
Now let's move on to Nigeria. This is one of the biggest stories on the continent. Nigerians are still, in fact, young Nigerians, they are still protesting. We saw some protests even here in South Africa. But when we look at the significance of these protests, especially that it mostly the young ones that are protesting, there's something more than just the brutality by the police.
Yes, it shows that they are fed up, about the system as a whole. It's not only about, the special anti-robbery squad. It's about the whole system, Remember how protests that overthrew Bashir started, in Sudan. So I think this the Nigerian situation is modeled along, those course of of lines, along those lines. So it is something bigger than the police brutality.
Now, when we look at the history of Nigeria, of course, we will understand that Nigeria had a checkered past in terms of coups by the military and having military governments. But most of the current protesters that we are seeing, they never even experienced the military rule. Do you think this is the material carrying to all these protests that are happening in Nigeria now?
Yes, this is a new generation, a young generation, led by even some musicians, these celebrities in Nigeria. And it's not only in Nigeria, by the way. So this is now a regional protest, because these protesters have been joined by mostly young people from other African countries. So it's now a network of the so-called, born free, those who were born after Nigeria's turmoil has passed.
Exactly. I agree with you when you say most African countries are watching this, because we have seen that young people in Africa are now beginning to raise a voice. Do you think the significance of having so much political exclusion of young people from the political discourse is also playing a role in all these protests that we are witnessing now?
It's playing a role, because the young people, the youth in Africa, when it comes to the population, they are the largest segment. So the fact that they are wallowing in poverty, they are not employed, they are now sinking deeper into drugs and antisocial behavior. Now they are finding a common ground in terms of international and regional solidarity. So I think if they sustain this movement, it can change Africa for the better.
In fact, in Nigeria, the language has changed. Just about 30 minutes ago, I was looking on what was happening on Twitter. There's now a hashtag, Buhari must go. In terms of political implications for the Nigerian government, what are we likely going to see?
We are likely to see, state repression, like this curfew that has been, declared. It's a desperate attempt to curtail freedom of assembly, freedom of expression, and freedom of movement, which is illegal in a functioning democracy. So we are likely to see more of this state brutality. But I don't think these young people are going to give up, because they know the situation that they are in and they want to change it.
And let's move on to Ivory Coast now. Also, they are having, in 2 weeks' time, they'll be having presidential elections there. And what we are seeing is pre-election violence. Two people already have been killed in violence perpetrated by police and the military.
Yes, this presidential contest is the biggest test to stability, in Ivory Coast. And this situation has been triggered by Ouattara's, bid to run for a third term. You know what happened in Burundi. We have a classic example of what happens when an incumbent tries to extend, his rule through unconstitutional means. So this is what Ouattara is doing. He's running for a third term, and this has triggered a protest. It's not only these two, but in addition of these two, there are 15 people who were killed. Remember, those protesters who were protesting against, this idea of having Ouattara running for a third term. Considering his advanced stage and the crucial issue of term limits, I think Ouattara should not have run for a third term. Also considering the chaos which ensued when Nkurunziza tried to do the same in Burundi, when he did the same, in Burundi.
Now the courts ruled against the other two prominent contestants, Guillermo Solo, as well as the former president. But despite that, Ouattara is also again seeking a third term. Now, in terms of ensuring that the election runs smoothly, despite the court order barring the other two prominent aspirants.
Yes, the barring of the other two actually is a positive development, because it was going to bring, you know, a lot of tension, which was likely to maybe boil down to more chaos in Ivory Coast. But still, you have Ouattara, or you still have, you know, this old guard, you know, consisting of people like, you know, former President Eric Conan Betty, the former Prime Minister also, Ngesama, and this former legislator, Bettin. So these are high-profile, you know, politicians, and these are guys that have dominated politics in Ivory Coast for a very long time. They should have paved way for new blood. Ouattara should not have contested as well.
And that's how we conclude our weekly Africa report. Dr. Charles Moyo is our regular contributor, political science lecturer at Chrisma University. You can also find stories at www.afrodemocracyjournal.com. Dr. Moyo, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.